The east coast of Florida remains under a tropical storm warning this morning, thanks to Sandy. Marva Hinton is standing by in the WLRN studios at the Miami Herald with the very latest. Good morning.
Good morning, Wanda, and good morning, everyone. Hurricane Sandy is still swirling around in the Bahamas. The storm has left 21 people dead in Cuba, Haiti, and Jamaica. The Category 1 hurricane has maximum sustained winds of 80 miles per hour with gusts of up to 95 miles per hour. Dave Roberts is a Navy hurricane specialist with the National Hurricane Center in Miami. He says Sandy will pass by Florida later on today.
In the next 6 to 12 hours, it would be at the closest point of approach along the east coast of Florida, Palm Beach County. We still are under a tropical storm warning for the majority of the coastline. There is potential for sustained tropical storm force winds, and the likelihood is through the afternoon hours and evening hours of tonight.
Scattered power outages have been reported in South Florida, but so far nothing widespread. Kids are out of school today in Broward and Miami-Dade because of a teacher planning day, and Broward has canceled all outdoor activities for tonight, so no high school football. Classes are also canceled today for students in Monroe County. Governor Rick Scott released his education plan Thursday. One of his goals is to give teachers the tools they need to succeed. State Impact Florida reporter Sarah Gonzalez has more.
Teachers spend a lot of their own money on supplies for their students. Now, the governor, who cut $1.3 billion in education funding during his first year in office, is saying he wants to give every Florida teacher a debit card.
Supported by state, district, and hopefully private sector funds to purchase supplies for the their classroom without spending personal money like they do today.
He's calling it the Teacher Supply Program, and he's asking business leaders to invest in it. The program would still need to be approved by Florida lawmakers during the legislative session starting in March. His plan also includes investing $2 million in teacher training. Critics have accused the governor of chalking up education only as he eyes a second term. But the governor says he wants to make sure teachers are treated like professionals. With State Impact Florida, I'm Sarah Gonzalez in Miami.
The governor's plan also calls for changes to charter schools. Governor Scott wants the enrollment caps taken off existing charter schools, and he plans to offer legislation to allow school districts to open new ones.
Again, it'll be the same funding as a traditional charter school, but the school district would run it. And so it'll create more choice for our parents.
The governor also talked about the transition to Common Core standards and away from the FCAT.
We've got to stop adding new testing. We've got to let our teachers get up to date and get up to speed, because they keep changing all the time. So what I want to do first is say, let's focus on where we're going. We're going to a Common Core standard that 46 states have. So that's where we're going to go. And we're going to spend all of our time on that.
WLRN wants to know what you think about education in our state. You can send us a tweet at WLRN Herald. From the WLRN studios at the Miami Herald, I'm Marva Hinton.